just think about something.
Next item is the administrator's report. First item is DENREC yard waste disposal ban. DENREC's Division of Waste and Hazardous Substances will be holding a public meeting on October 20th at the Georgetown Library from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. At the meeting, DENREC representatives will explain the ban on the disposal of yard waste. And Mr. Guy did some research on this, and apparently the DENREC will still allow yard waste to be disposed of at Jones Crossroads and I believe in one of the other collections or two of the other collection stations.
The collection station.
You cannot, they will not accept it mixed in with trash. So if you leave your yard waste out with your trash, like currently, then they will not allow the haulers to bring that in with the trash to dump it in the landfill.
So they're going to go through a trash truck's plastic bags. There's not going to, no way they're going to do that.
And so there are some private companies that do offer the service of accepting this, as well as Jones Crossroads will accept it, continue to accept it, at Delaware Solid Waste. And there are several, at least several private companies that we're aware of that accept it, and but they don't want it mixed up in with trash.
And when you say they're accepting it, you paid it for them to accept it.
Sure.
The yard waste is not free, and it's not implied in it. Yeah, okay, right.
Right now, Delaware Solid Waste is $80 a ton,
right,
and they would continue to accept it at $80 a ton. And some of the private companies, I believe, are considerably less than that.
As little as $20 a ton. So, I mean, it makes a big difference, especially if you consider that you're taking yard waste that is then going to be mulched and turned into product that someone can turn around and either sell. If you take it to one of these private contractors, it's more cost-effective for you to unload it there at $20 a ton. And
right.
So, but one thing Mr. Baker noted, it's not just the Jones Crossroads landfill. There's a recycling area in the front there. The two collection stations, the two transfer stations, Route 5 and Milford, you'll also have the ability to do it there, as well as the collection stations. There's a difference. The collection stations are the smaller facilities. There's one, I think, near Omar, Bridgeville, Ellendale, and there's a fourth one. I can't remember.
Hardscrabble?
No.
That's Route 20.
Yeah,
they accept it at Route 20, sure.
In any event, those you can pay $1 a bag, and the county sells those punch cards here in engineering on behalf of, I believe, DSWA. So if you have just a couple of bags of leaves, it makes more sense for you to take it to one of the collection stations and use your punch ticket and pay $1 a bag than it would be to take it to another facility and even pay $20 a ton. Because there may be a minimum charge involved at some of these other facilities.
The next item is the Delaware Solid Waste Authority report. As per the attached letters, a total of 58,725 pounds of recycled materials was received at the county's Recycle Delaware location near the West Complex in Georgetown from July through September 2010. Building code class, the Sussex County Building Code Department will be offering a two-day class on December 2nd and 3rd regarding the International Residential Code. An instructor from the International Code Council will be here to teach the class, which will be open on a limited basis to all county building inspectors as well as representatives from the building industries that would like to participate. Anyone interested in participating should contact Andy Wright in the Building Code Department at 855-7860. Substantial completion. The engineering department granted substantial completion of Long Neck Shores, part of Phase 3. Developer is Dyer McCray Ventures, and the project is located in the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District, consisting of 36 single-family and age-restricted dwellings. County Pensioner Walter Stratman, we regret to inform you that a former county employee, Walter Stratman, passed away on October 9th. Mr. Stratman worked as a security guard for the county from July 1st, 1977 until his retirement on November 30, 1995. We wish to express our condolences to Mr. Stratman's family and friends. Sussex County on Facebook and Twitter. The Sussex County is joining other governments, businesses, and organizations in the social media revolution, thanks to Mr. Guy. Earlier this month, the county government launched its official Facebook page, which contains useful information, including news releases, meeting notices, photographs, contact information, and more. In just 1 week of the page going live, the county has picked up approximately 100 followers. Facebook page is the county's latest offering on the internet. We continue to use our website as the online home for county information. And in February, we began using Twitter to inform the media and public about what was happening during the blizzards. Facebook page address is, as you can see, is written here. Twitter address is also noted, as well as the website address. Sussex County Election Year Contest. The county reminds students and parents of the Election Year Scholarship Contest, which is open to any student, kindergarten through 12th grade, who is from the county and attending school here. Each participant is asked to predict the outcome of elections here in the county and across Delaware. The student with the most correct guesses will win a $200 scholarship, while five runner-ups will each win a $100 scholarship. And this information and the registration for this is all available on our website, and entries must be received by 7 a.m. Tuesday, November 2nd. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Baker?
Dave, when they send out the numbers, the Solid Waste Authority, about the recycling and things, do we ever get the numbers about how much it cost them to collect the recycling stuff?
We have not asked them for that.
Because
this is just the one site that we.
I know where they have these programs where they actually, you can sign up and there's a couple like communities near me that this big truck rides in, goes to like two houses, and then it drives for another 20 miles and picks up another two houses. I mean, it's just they're not required to go, house to house in a certain subdivision or something. It can't be cost of. It must be costing them a fortune to collect a little bit of recycling material.
Right.
And that's probably why our fees are going. The high fees, the dumping fees, are subsidizing all this stuff. And again, they're just not. Doesn't make sense.
Feels good though.
Makes dollars for them.
I think it's again. It makes them. It meets their requirements for doing something for recycling, but it's costing a fortune to recycle some material that's not bringing anywhere near that kind of revenue in when they go to sell it or whatever. But.
Anything else for Mr. Baker? Mr. Godwin.
The phony program.
Yep.
Mr. President, members of council, we have requests from four of our towns for disbursement from the annual law enforcement grant fund. And the towns are Bethany Beach, Greenwood, Bridgeville, and Georgetown. They're each requesting a full draw of $20,000 for various needs. Bethany Beach would like to use their $20,000 to partially fund a new vehicle. The same for Greenwood. $20,000 doesn't buy a complete automobile anymore, so I'm saying to partially fund. As far as Bridgeville is concerned, they're going to use their $20,000 for salaries. And in Georgetown, there's a refurbishing effort going on with the increased footprint, floor space, if you will, for their police department. They want to put down new carpeting and buy some desks. All of these are within our guidelines of what these monies can be used for. So that's the request before you from those four towns. If you're ready for the motion?
Have you got a motion?
I do.
Please.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council award $20,000 each to the towns of Bethany Beach, Greenwood, Bridgeville, and Georgetown for their full disbursement of their annual local law enforcement grant.
So moved.
I'm making a motion.
I have a motion and a second to approve the local law enforcement grant request. Any discussion? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. One more item for your consideration this morning. Staff has worked for some months now on designing a process for your consideration that with this policy, if you adopt it, is designed to provide a formal reviewing procedure for the disposition of real property no longer needed by Sussex County for public purposes. It was in your package on Friday. This document has been reviewed several times, and there have been a number of changes made to it to get it to this form. The purpose here is if we have property, real estate, that we no longer need, that would go to our county administrator, Mr. Baker, for his review. He would review that property with all of the departments to analyze all the needs throughout our operation to see if any other department has use for the property, and if not, he could then also have the option of offering it to another jurisdiction, such as the state or a local town or even a private entity. If all of those reviews yield no needs for the property, then he would have the option of offering it to you to consider it be sold at auction. Basically, that's what this procedure does. It also provides the formal bidders' sheets and information required. If you've read through it, I'll try to answer any questions that you may have. This was brought to our attention, the need to do this, by a person in Ocean View who is interested in purchasing a piece of land that we are not using, and our engineering department claims they do not need all of the property. What we would like is for your adoption of this or some like policy so that we can move forward with disposing of at least the one property we've identified in Ocean View.
Now, when you...
Under the revised draft policy, mm-hmm. number 4D, mm-hmm. We're talking about if the county administrator determines that the use of the property is not needed by any other county department.
Yes, ma'am.
talks about it could be offered to a state, a political subdivision of the county, or to an interested private organization. Mm-hmm. What would that be, a private organization?
Would that be
a business?
Like Habitat.
It would be at council's discretion. I think that one section of private organization was included so that that wouldn't be eliminated from your choices.
Mm-hmm.
If we didn't need it, the state had no need for it, the town of Ocean View didn't want it, we talked with the Boy Scouts and the Little League, and no one had a need for the property, yet there was some private entity in the area that wanted the property and had a good use for it. You listened to their need. You agreed with them that it would be good to place this property in their hands. You'd have the right to do that.
Well, we have to auction. We have to have bids.
Correct. Mm-hmm. In either event, it would be offered through a bidding process.
Okay.
And it would be advertised for 3 weeks. And all those terms are in this policy, this proposed policy.
Right.
That if it were to be sold at auction, we would have to tell you what the county had paid for it, what our maintenance costs have been over the life of its existence with us, and also a fair market value on the property before you would be getting all that information along with the county administrator's recommendation,
mm-hmm.
and then you would make the final decision what we would do with the property.
So we would make the decision to dispose of a property, mm-hmm. and then if we go through this process, then we have to come back for another decision.
Correct.
To accept the bid or reject it.
Correct. And you can reject any bid for any reason.
Right. So in other words, we're in control of putting it on, and we're in the control of letting it loose or keeping it. Or
absolutely.
Okay. Well, it sounds like we, to any party.
Absolutely.
Government, private.
We wouldn't even be able to, we wouldn't be able to transfer the deed of this property to anyone without your approval.
Right. Okay.
And that would come through
Dave,
a recommendation.
Dave, the county administrator would then just initiate these steps. In other words, we have a now process.
We'd advertise it. Okay. We would put in a minimum bid, which our document provides for the minimum bid. We would require a 10% certified monies deposit with the offers. And then we would be required to close the sale within 30 days after all the approvals were in place. There's also a provision in here if there is a contingency required, such as the property we're talking about, would require a variance from the town of Ocean View if we were to subdivide and transfer this property to the neighbor who's been requesting.
Okay.
So that provision is in this contract as well.
What we didn't have any policy. Now we're going to have a policy.
Correct.
Basically what we've done. Okay.
Correct.
Whether we use it or not, we got a policy.
Correct.
But right. Property could be directly transferred to the state with the county council's approval?
Correct.
Without any bidding process?
Without any bidding.
For this.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
It would be sold outside the government realm, only through a bidding process. It would be advertised in the local newspaper for 3 weeks and all of that bidding procedure.
So then the private organization does not include a private business?
Well, it could be.
Sounds like a catch-all, so you're not eliminating
that anything. Private organization verbiage was to give you the latitude to do that. Let's suppose it were Habitat. That's not a government agency. If they were to come and say, listen, we'd really like to have these 2 acres of land.
That's a private, nonprofit.
Nobody else wants them.
Mm-hmm.
We have
and
the
you'd
ability.
Have the latitude to say, well, yes, we can do that.
But we'd have the ability to make them bid for it, or we would have the ability to donate through this process. Or there's no. This is not a donating type. That would
all the steps in this procedure require your approval. Okay. So we wouldn't be able to do anything without bringing it back to you and having you give us a final approval.
Okay.
But this sets up a procedure for staff to use and for you to expect us to use in the event that there's property in surplus.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you read the motion and it might spawn some more discussion, or maybe we can vote.
Sure. Be it moved that Sussex County Council adopt the drafted proposed procedure to review the procedures for disposing of real property no longer needed by Sussex County Council for public purposes.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the proposed policy as read by Mr. Goblin regarding the disposal of county-owned real property. Is there any further discussion? We'll take the vote, Ms. Deaver.
Yes, I think it's a good idea that we're doing this.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes, it's just setting up a process for us to dispose of property.
Mr. Vincent?
It's certainly something I think we need to have in place, so yes, I vote yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.